This is episode number 2440 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 11th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Wow. Can you say nepotism, boys and girls?
Nepotism?
Last night on Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak's daughter, Maggie, took over for Vanna, touching the letters.
Yeah, she don't turn no letters no more.
No,
she just touches the screen. I don't even know if she touches them. I think she just waves her hand up there. I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, maybe. She makes it look like she's touching them, but I don't think so.
Well, she has to get there to stop. So when she stops, she touches a lot.
I always wondered this. This is the funny thing. In my head, this is why I think Vanna earns the money she does. Two things. She walks with such style, and she never messes up, hardly at all. And she knows exactly which ones to touch. I mean come on.
Amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing? It's got to be some signal or something. I don't know.
Huh.
And the other thing is,
maybe
that
she wears a little earpiece.
Maybe.
It's the third letter on the right.
Shh. Count three and then count seven. And the other one is that Pat magically knows like that.
Of course. Well, of course he's going to know.
What letters have already been done. Yep, there's three E's, blah, blah.
Well, he's supposed to know.
I know, but it's like, yeah, I don't know.
And he's done it for a really long time.
No, I know they have people prompting them. I get that. But it's weird to me. Anyway, Vanna, where was Vanna?
Well,
and what's with the kid? Let the kid do it.
All right, so jeez. Maggie's 28.
Okay. That makes sense.
She's already a nepo baby.
Yeah.
Because she is Will's social correspondent.
Oh. Okay.
Last night's episode gave Maggie, a new job on the show, if only temporarily.
Oh, temporary. Okay, temporarily.
So another nepo move. Last night's celebrity episode featured co-employees from Will's sister show, Jeopardy.
Oh.
So there was co-host Ken Jennings and Mayim Bialik. They played alongside Vanna White for charity.
Oh, there was Vanna. Vanna was spinning the wheel.
Yes.
She never gets to spin the wheel.
I know.
That must have been a thrill. I'm going to have to go back and find the clips on YouTube. I wonder who won.
For those people who watch both shows back to back religiously,
which a lot of people do,
it must have been a thrill.
Oh yeah.
What only would have been better is if you had Pat and Vanna on
Jeopardy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing for charity.
I think Vanna would win.
That would have been too much for some to handle, I think. In typical Pat Sajak form, he almost commits sexual harassment on the episode.
Yeah.
By stating that for over 40 years, he's only seen Vanna working to his right and said, "I've never seen your left side. It's very nice. It's as nice as your right side."
Oh, my God. He didn't say that, did he?
Actually, I think that's funny. I mean, I actually do think that's funny.
I think he's always trying to crack a joke, but that's kind of weird. That's kind of creepy.
Is it creepy? Is it not creepy? Is it okay for charity?
I don't know. Vanna and Pat probably have an okay relationship, I would imagine. I don't know.
I mean, people say they do, but Pat's, you know what? Pat, he hasn't done much recently. I mean, he was in the news for a while about.
Well, yeah, I think somebody said, "Hey, buddy, calm down a little bit. Just calm down. Don't get all up in people's faces because it's just a damn game."
He has enough money to make a bazillion dollars. Well, he has enough to retire. Why doesn't he retire?
That's
the big question, is why doesn't Pat Sajak retire?
Well, somebody put that up for whatever, and we'll see what comes down.
If somebody were to ask you, who's the nicest actor in Hollywood?
Tom Hanks. He's the nicest guy in Hollywood.
There's a pretty good chance that would be the answer.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Now, some say Keanu Reeves.
No, I don't say that. I don't say that.
No, you wouldn't.
I get it. Keanu Reeves is giving away money and.
But as far as Mr. Nice Guy, that would be Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. He's America's dad.
But in a new BBC interview, Tom made the surprising admission that even he sometimes indulges in rude behavior.
Well, you know, he's not He's not like the Messiah. He can't walk on water. You know, we all have bad days.
Well, there was a time, it was probably, this is probably like 6 months ago or so. Him and his wife were coming out of something.
Yeah.
And a reporter got way too close to Rita.
And he went ballistic, right?
He was not happy.
No, I get it.
Because he bumped her or something.
There's
like
a thing, there's a thing. When you're in that kind of, I don't know, I've not been that level of celebrity. So you're always on edge. That's why you have bodyguards.
and he had people
even The
with
Rock
him.
Has bodyguards, okay? The guy who doesn't need any, he's got bodyguards.
So Tom Hanks is promoting his debut novel.
Oh, he's never written a book. Wow.
Well, it's a novel. That's interesting.
It's a fiction.
The making of another major motion picture masterpiece, which is inspired by his own character in Hollywood.
Yeah, it sounds by like his, something he knows his own business. That's cool.
Which is inspired by his own career in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So the story follows the production of a big budget superhero movie, and one of the characters is an egotistical actor who disrupts and delays filming.
Oh, my goodness.
That wouldn't be his career.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
However, he says, I've pulled every single one of those moments of behavior myself on a set.
Wow.
Not everyone's at their best every single day on a motion picture set.
Yeah, true.
So at one point, the book refers to actors as crybabies, psychological train wrecks, on-the-wagon alcoholics, off-the-wagon addicts.
Oh, my God. Castaway, which I think is one of his great works. He's obviously done a bunch.
That was good, actually.
Took a couple years to make because they had to physically let him starve himself to prove that he had been on an island. And also he and Bob Zemeckis, I heard, put up $5 million to get everything they wanted in Forrest Gump. Because Paramount said they called and they said, "Finish up, you're over budget." And they actually had to pay crew and cast out of their pockets.
They each put up $5 million?
I think together they said they put up $5 million.
Still,
it worked. They did just fine.
What if the studio gave them their money back?
No, they got it back in points. Yes, of course they made money on that. They've done just fine. Don't cry for me, Tom Hanks. Anyway, I'm interested to read this book. With our apologies to the bodyguards of The Rock, because he doesn't need you. And Halle Berry, more Who Cares Mañana. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.